see our good deeds and praise our Father who is in heaven. As we remember that we are the temple of the living God and realizing how important that temple was to him, we realize just how important each one of us in this room are as a building block in God's spiritual dwelling place here on earth. You know, many believe that our Messiah, the light of the world, was actually conceived on this festival of lights of Hanukkah. In other words, Mary, the mother of Yeshua, actually was filled with the Ruach, the Spirit of God, and conceived Yeshua on the Feast of Hanukkah, on this Feast of Lights, this Festival of Lights, this Feast of Dedication. Now, the Bible doesn't specifically say the date of Yeshua's birth. We know that. And I've taught on that as Sukkot, the birth of Yeshua, for a couple weeks, a few months ago. But it was not during the winter months, because the sheep were not in the pasture, as it talks about in Luke 2:8. And the study of the time of the conception of John the Immerser, John the Baptist, reveals that he was conceived around the Hebrew month of Sivan 30. The 11th week, as it says in Luke 1:8 through 13. And verse 24, so if you add 40 weeks for a normal pregnancy, it reveals that John the Immerser was born about the time of Passover. John, around Passover. 6 months later, the scripture tells us, after John's conception, Mary conceived Yeshua. We see in Luke 1:26. Therefore, Yeshua would have been conceived 6 months after Sivan 30 in the month of Kislev, Hanukkah. Now, was the light of the world conceived on this festival of lights? I can't say for sure, but starting in Hanukkah, which begins on the 25th day of this month of Kislev and continues for 8 days, and then counting 9 months ahead, you know where you end up? You end up at Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. So truly, if Yeshua was conceived during Hanukkah right now, and you go 9 months ahead, you will come to the Feast of Tabernacles, when many of us believe Yeshua was born. So we see Yeshua truly is the light of the world. And I believe that God brought him into the world on this festival, this Feast of Light, so that we would have that light within us, so that our light would shine for all mankind, and they would praise our Father who is in heaven. Now, important as all of this is, the most important fact, and I say this every time, and I'll say it every time, with my last breath, the most important fact of all is that Yeshua was born, and that he was born with a purpose. And that purpose was to bring light as a servant, as a shamash, into a dying world, a sick world needing redemption and needing atonement. And in death, hung from a tree, with his blood being poured out, the world was turned right side up, and our salvation was bought and paid for by the Son of the Living God. That's what we celebrate during all these feasts, during all these times, all these Moedim, all these important pointed times. They all point to Yeshua. They all revolve around Yeshua, just as our life, all of our lives, need to revolve around Yeshua. So on this Hanukkah today, on this Feast of Dedication, as Bob's saying, let us dedicate our lives to you, O God. So let's just, everyone, close your eyes for a moment. And I want you to spend the next few moments rededicating your life to Yeshua. So let's go ahead and do it. No one speaking, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can rededicate our lives to you. In Yeshua's name, amen. We've got one last song, Ma'ot Sur, a traditional Hanukkah song, which is also, we know in the English, it means Rock of Ages. Now, many of you think, well, that's a church song. Actually, Ma'ot Sur, Rock of Ages, is a traditional Jewish song and melody that's been with the Jewish people for a long time. Are you going to do the PowerPoint? You don't? Oh, the. Okay. Does somebody, well, do we have any PowerPoint people in here? Oh, you got it? Okay, there we go. And you can stand with me, please.
Yeshua ti lechaneya lashabeya tikum beta kilati visham toda nisabeya Le'etofin makbeyach Mitaham nabeyach Azek mor b'shum is mor Chanukat hamizbeyach Azek mor b'shum is mor Chanukat hamizbeyach Rock of ages, let our song praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the raging foes wast our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but thine arm availed us. And thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us. And thy word broke their sword when our own strength failed us.
No, there's more. There's more.
Kindling knew the holy lamp. Priest approved in suffering, purified the nation's shrine, brought to God their offering, and his courts surrounding, here in joy abounding, happy throngs singing songs, with a mighty sounding, happy songs, singing songs, with a mighty sounding. Children of the martyr race, whether free or fettered, wake the echoes of the song, where ye may be scattered. Yours the message cheering, that the time is nearing, which will see all men free, tyrants rich repeating, appearing. Which will see all men free, tyrants disappearing. Rise. rock of ages, let our song praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the raging foes was our sheltering tower. Furious assailed us, but thine arm availed us, and thy word broke the sword when our own strength failed us. And thy word broke the sword when our own strength failed us.
Praise your Lord. Praise your Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are our rock for all the ages, past, present, future, Lord. We dedicate our lives to you. Let's turn to the Aaronic benediction. Go ahead there.